Today, Rinpoche gave a very clear explanation as to why dependent origination is the essence of all of Buddha Shakyamuni's teachings.
That ended the Bangulam than the Ru Ru Chin Mare. Pagin a sugar nipa, then Gulum do a sugar nipa. The Chibal and Yi said. The Chibal and Yi
Nipa Ganshi.
Well, then about that. Then the debit and that my chibal, such a need you do. The chibal and ye. To be on bola, then they soon be good at deba. Don't be juicing the go on, such a need you do. To be on bola, then they soon be good at deba che. Don't be juicing the go on, such a need by che. That on board. To be on bola, then they soon be good at deba debatilla. Chuje jukun do denba dan jeba sheba sajini dege duwa. Chuje jukun do denba jeba sheba sajini je. Ta tabu chuje jukun do denba dan dere duwa kanji zeshin sunwa. Chien to denba lana me jawa denjin jeba nyo zeshin duwa talan duyus. Wa dere duwa chuje jukun do denba sanji la chuba jukun ne. Tendi to be that ma dudujin from by his other.
Okay, so we're looking once again at Lama Tsongkhapa's text in praise of dependent origination, and Junu Jetsun Drapa Shidrup's commentary on it is the commentary that we're using. When we look at the commentary, we turn to where we find the first stanza. It says that the text is divided into two categories. First is the actual praise to the Buddha for teaching dependent origination, and then the reason for this and the dedication. So it says then the first category has two different categories. So the first category among the two is the expression of homage or expression of worship. And then the second category is the expanded explanation or expanded explanation. So we begin first with the expression of worship or expression of homage, and that's presented here in the first stanza. He who speaks on the basis of seeing, this makes him a knower and a teacher unexcelled. I bow to you, O conqueror, you who saw dependent origination and taught it. So this is the expression of worship or expression of homage presented in the beginning of this text. Dixon.
Takashi Zun Zishi Sunwa, Chanta Tabalana, Majawatan Jabanjo, Zishi Domba Telandu, what did it turn that Cindy de Redua? Kashi Zishi, she is so sure look at Chigi turn the Chuji Jugundu Temba de Kashi Zishi Sunwa, sure look at Chidi Gatungu or is. Kanji zeshi sungwaayi, chenta tuyamba lanami, jawa tenji jabanjung, zeshi nduwa telandu, kebe, ane, chuba jubi gune, tendi tubi, nadatma, dudu jini sungbaris. Kanji zeshi, shesu shuluka chigi tuyandi, tuyanda adiris, ti tuyanda, tendi kanji, jitawa jini, ngonsundu zeshi is. Rang jeta ziba jin sombi gune jemba jin chembalana mebata tembalana meba jachin tedra jabi jawaten jin reban juwa zishin do batlan du jeba des kamba dambini ji yuen ten dan ten bi gune tu yu ngon zonwa dan shima ni ji. tembala tweba woos. Wati tuanda tsindi tere luwa ta. Kanji zi yiswa, tende kanji. Shesu shuluka chigi tuanne, tende kanji. Chetawa zi ngonsung tu zi shinsi. Shacha manda buda ge, tende chwe kangalo ngonsung tu zi yoro ta nga su a. Mi kizu tuwa na zi. Tuan chetawa zi ngonsung tu zi shinsi. Shacha manda buda kuru ngonsung zi duwa re. Ngonsung tu zi wama zi. Rang ziba chetawa jin, an duja jindal son yuwaris. Ziba jin, sonbi gune, rinba jin, an shajaman wuda de, chenba lana meba jagris. Tendik tuyang aji, chetawa jin, rang gonsun to, chenba yinzang, ziba yinzang, chenba lana meba res. Tele labi chenba yuwa res. Susu ki chenpa na jin, duja jenda la, kulu tambu baba tama la sobi gune, jen la tuenpa. Tuenpa yinzaan, tuenpa la nama baris. Chu tuenpi tuenpa de, shajamani buda li laba yo maris.
Then the yandir surunan, chukor tambu lan tama, the yandir surunan.
Then shajamani, shajatubi wate, ne, tenri ki tuenji dawa jina ngosu tu zini, jen li chusun yo rota.
Let's go.
Kulu tambu baba tama su.
Okay, sum, okay. Two chin, three turnings.
Yeah.
Dene?
Tumpa lana maba ja jin, te etara ja bi jawa, tenji daba juwa tala, juwa, zishin tumpa tala, kubildi to choba juba res. Ta kamba tambu nyi ji, yuente tata tenpi tuyu ngon zunwa res. Kanji zishin sunwa yi, chenta tumpa lana me je bi, Tsinyin chi chweba jyosa ki yu swanji tu ngon zungwa res, ngon zungwa wos. Hane, kamba ngon zungwa, shima nyin chi, hane, jawa tenchi trepan chung, zi shin tungpa telan du se, hatege, shima nyin chi, hane, tenri chi tawa chi ngon zungwa shimbi, tungpa tela,
Ale, praising. Shima ni, the Dumbalana Mepa, Dambalana Mepa, the Shima ni.
Shajamana Buddha,
the Shima ni.
Chambalana Mepa in the Chambalana Mepa in the Tendig Tunchi Taji Dungosun, the Chamber in
Lesser.
Chamber in the Chambalana Mepa. Tell the Labi Chamber, your mother is.
You know, the Shima ni, the Shima ni, the
Shima ni dhruv dhine.
Okay, Dambalana
meba. Kanji zhiji sunba yin, chenda Dambalana meba dhambu
dhwa te. Okay,
Dambalana meba dhambu dhwa res.
Okay, tu chena.
Jawa tenji dhwa zhiji dhwa dhlan dhu se yate, chenpa tata dhambi, shacha mandu dhwa dhla dhwa gong, chupa dhwa res.
Less so. Okay, so when we're looking at the commentary on the praise of dependent origination, so he who speaks on the basis of seeing, this makes him a knower and a teacher unexcelled. I bow to you, O conqueror, you who saw dependent origination and taught it. So here, he is referring to Buddha Shakyamuni. Buddha Shakyamuni, it says, speaks on the basis of seeing. Buddha Shakyamuni had a direct, valid cognition of emptiness. He saw the dependent origination of all phenomenon directly. The way that the eye directly perceives a form, Buddha Shakyamuni mentally directly perceived emptiness. Here he had a direct valid cognition of the nature of reality, of dependent origination. So therefore, it says there are two points that are made here. This makes him a knower and a teacher unexcelled. Because he has had a direct valid cognition of dependent origination, this makes him the highest knower, because dependent origination is the highest thing that one can know. Since Buddha Shakyamuni knows it in the most thorough way, in a direct valid cognition, this makes him an unexcelled knower, meaning there is no higher knowing that one can achieve. Buddha Shakyamuni has achieved the highest state of knowing that exists. And a teacher unexcelled, because Buddha Shakyamuni teaches from the basis of direct perception, teaches from an experience, he is a teacher unexcelled, because he has, from that experience, turned the wheel of Dharma three times. The first turning of the wheel of Dharma, the second turning of the wheel of Dharma, and the third turning of the wheel of Dharma were possible because of the direct valid cognition that Buddha Shakyamuni had of dependent origination. So it says this makes him a knower and a teacher unexcelled. So when we look at the commentary, it says just that. It says because of his direct valid cognition of dependent origination, this makes him the highest knower possible. And because this is this information is what he presents, this makes him the highest teacher possible, because no other teacher has given this presentation based on direct valid cognition. And then it goes on to say that because of these two things, this is why this praise to Buddha Shakyamuni is being made. Because of he is the highest knower and the highest teacher, this is the reason for this praise to him for his teaching. So that's what the commentary goes on to say. Because of these excellent qualities, these two that were just discussed, this makes him worthy of respect and of praise. So this is why this praise is necessary. Okay. Digsung Rinpoche. Okay, so just going back to the, I just want to correct the outline if there was a mistake made. So the expression of worship, the expression of homage, is broken down into two categories. The expression of truth, which was just presented, and then the expanded expression. So then we've finished the expression of truth, and now we move on to the expanded expression. So the expanded expression begins, and it says that there are two categories. First, the reason for praise, and second, the actual praise itself. And then it says the first category has two. Oh, wait, let me just wait for Rinpoche.
Tebi jusen ro, tende son poko ne, sajama na boda la tebi jusen, teba ngu saji nyi re duwa. Ta tambo, ne tambo la saji nyi re duwa. Tebi kone jusen ta sajama na boda la, tende son poko ne, tebi jusen ka res ne, jusen la nyi yuwa res. Tende tenba, tenbi nyebu tenbas, sajama na boda ye, tende son ba te, sajama na ye tenba, Longi tenpa ta tubi tenpi nyebun ta tuwa tere tuwa res. Tenpi tangchu nanyi ta longtong tubi danyi ta tenzi she ta maji ta dhruba shibu kuna os. Shajima ta buddha kuwa te chwe ma sunga ta chwe ta la longi chwe ta tubi shu nyima tuwa ma res. Tenpi tangchu nanyi ta longtong tubi danyi ta longi chwe ta tubi chwe.
The long cabernet?
Tenzi rongzi.
Tenbi tangshin nanyi te, lontan tubi danyi, tenzi shetam haji te, drupa shibu kuna os. Shajamana buddha, tenba shajamana buddha yi sombi chwe ta nyi, longi chwe ta tubi shwe nyi yuwa res. Ta longi chwe ote,
tenbi jinbu tenba, longi tenba ta tubi tenba, wadra wad.
Tenja shebi the nyingpo rye.
Tendi tenba, tenbi jinbu tenba, as.
Seldu.
Tendi sumbu kune, songshabe, tenba te, shajamanu budaka, tenbi jinbu tenba.
Blesso.
Tendi jukune, tuba, tendi jukune, tuba, ngaba os. Ta tendi jukune, tuba, ngajo kune, ya jure is. Ta tombo.
Denje yugune dupa ngapa o de yakshu.
Oh.
Okay. Then in the in jike la go.
Okay, okay.
In jigar.
Yeah.
Okay, so the second category has the two categories. The reason for the praise and then the actual praise. So the first category, the reason for praise, has two categories. First, showing that the teaching on dependent origination is the essence of the teachings, or the pith, or the essence of the teachings, the heart of the teachings. And second category, showing that the teaching on dependent origination is the highest among all the teachings given, or the highest of all teachings given. All of the Buddha's teachings can be broken down into two categories. In the Abhidharma teachings, we find pronouncement that states that there is no teaching, there is no presentation of Buddha Shakyamuni that can be found outside of the scope of the scriptural and realizational doctrines. So among the scriptural and realizational doctrines, the scriptural and realizational doctrine of dependent origination is the essence of the Buddha's teaching. So when we separate the Buddha's teachings, it's into scriptural and realizational. So the scriptural and realizational doctrines of dependent origination are the heart or the essence of Buddha's teachings. And then the second category is it shows that these are the highest. The teachings on dependent origination are the highest of all teachings. So that's the second category. But the first shows how it's really the heart of what the Buddha taught. So and then the Abhidharma says we don't find anything outside of the scope of scriptural and realizational doctrines that can be considered a presentation of Buddha. Diksung Rinpoche.
Yeah. ओ दादा तेंदे सुंबो तेंबी जिंबो तेंबो तो तेंदे जुगुन तो तोबो खाबो सजे नीचे ता तेंदे शेब तेंबी जिंबो तेंबो तो तेंदे मा युंगु दुआ तोंबो नेस जिदे गुबा जेने बती तो मारी दे काशी थोंयु त दुबा तेंजि दे बा जुवा सु तसलो त तेंबा ई तेंजि दे बा जुयु ला छुजि तेंबी ने नि दो जेदा खों तो छुमिन जुरोस ओ देगे तेंदे शाजमन बुदा तेंदे शेबते शाजमन बुदा तेंबी जेबो जेबो इन बत तेंगो वारेस जेबो इन बकाने से तेंगो रसना जिने गोबा जेने बती तो मारी तेस जिने गोबा जेने बस दांग आसो नसों सों तो तेंदे सों तो वारी तो यो मारे बे तेंनाल जगा नाची दुंगे ला सुबो दुंगे मंबो यो दरोता जिने गोबा जेने बा chaka nashi dunga la suba, tsuk juk gharir sina, ti zawa da mariba riz, mariba. Chuna deba dhubi, denzi mariba, ju sheba la tena, jitin guba, chaka nashi dunga la suba, dindu sun taan, ngandu sun la, chaka nashi dunga la suba, tsuk yungu yuwa riz, ti zawa da mariba riz, ti zawa maride. Kanshi tunyu tadu bas, ju kanshi, chuna deba maruba ta she suna, अने वो ते जितने जगह नाची दुंगे ला सुबह दूर नगरेस डेंजी मर बे चुना देवा मरुवे शिवलो ते के डेंजी न्यू दो रो थबा दूर माये भी शिवलो थबा डेंजी जलो न्यू दो तन नाची चुना देवा मरुवे शिवलो डेंजी लन्यू बे ये जा अन डेंजी के जेबो अने जगह नाची दुंगे ला सुबह वो दसुल न्यू नगरेस जिन्हें गुबा जिन्हें बताई तो हमारी थे कांशी थोंयू तो दुबारा जो कांशी चुना तब हम रुबा थों सुना थोंयू chega na chi do ngala so ba da ti jo mari ba do do no de ka ka thu re s te do ba ten je de ba jo so s te do ba te do bi ne bo de ten je de ba ten de shi lu ten go re s ten je de ba jo so te su lu da den ba yi ten je de ba jo yi la chue ji ten bi ne ni do che ta kun du chu bin ju ro ti se shiro da denpa, ludru da denpa, denpa shi ina na shajama na buda ki tende zonbi gu na na tenje riba zhong yu lan de shajama na buda ki tenbi, nhibi, nye, nye do jeta kondu chuba banju de, kondu chuba banju gu resh keba ina shajama na buda ki tende zonbi gu na tende denpa de shajama na buda ki tenbi, nhibi, nye, nye do jeta kondu chuba manju de, kondu chuga res, kondu chuba manju de, kondu chuga res, jeta kondu chuba manju ros. Wad de imba dada, tende sheba, tembi jemba temba to wad de renduwa. Jiden goba jenyeba, teyi tawa mari de, jiden dendu son ta ngandu son, ta suli chega nashi yedu ngala subi, guba yodrobata
leso
ti zo de karisna chuno de ba jobe de denzi de de yores
leso
denzi ti zo mari de kashi to yu te duba te dubi nyebu de chuno de ba maru shi bi lodres
leso
tegi chega na chi dungel ne de ti zo mari bal ne de gres
leso
kashi to yu te duba denzi de ba jong sun denzi de ore jong sun Tesu lutna denpa yi, teyi tse lutna denpa, shiro denpa yi na tenji riba jung yu lan, shajama nabudai songsha bi tenji riba, tenri songbi lan de shajama nabudai ki tenbi ne nyi to jeta kondu chu min ju de kondu chu gu de
Okay.
Uul ta tsidi kato yungu ruwa.
Okay, sabudu.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we read the next two stanzas, which fall under this category showing that dependent origination is the essence or the heart of the Buddha's teachings. Whatever degenerations there are in the world, the root of all of these is ignorance. You taught that it is dependent origination, the seeing of which will undo this ignorance. So how can an intelligent person not comprehend that this path of dependent origination is the essential point of your teaching? So whatever degenerations there are in the world, whatever negativities, whatever pains and sufferings one has to endure, suffering of birth, the suffering of aging, the suffering of sickness, the suffering of death, the suffering experienced in any among the six realms of cyclic existence, in the lower realms of the hell, hungry ghost, and animal, or the higher realms of the human demigods and gods. So here, the degenerations are the sufferings that are experienced within cyclic existence, and it states that when we look to what the root of all of these sufferings is, we will find that it's ignorance. It is the ignorance that grasps at phenomena as being truly established. This is what the root of the various types of suffering, of birth, aging, sickness, and death, and so forth, are from. It's the in the same way that we get rid of any type of mistaken view, we can get rid of the mistaken view that grasps at phenomena as being truly established by applying something that harms its that misconception, that serves as an opponent to that misconception. If one were to walk into a dark room and think that a rope was a snake, the only thing that would serve to eradicate that thought would be the understanding of it as a rope and as nothing other than a rope and as not a snake. Likewise, if one needs to undo what is the root of cyclic existence, it's necessary to apply an opponent. And the opponent to the grasping at phenomena as being truly established is the opposite, the understanding that phenomena are not truly established. Phenomena dependently originate. They are not inherently existent. So by applying this, we are able to undo the degenerations in the world that we have to experience. It says, you taught that it is a dependent origination, the seeing of which will undo this ignorance, which will undo these various sufferings that the ignorance creates. So how can an intelligent person, if one is a scholar, if one claims to be of intelligence and of high wisdom and understanding, how could you not comprehend that the path of dependent origination, the teachings on the pronouncements Lord Buddha gave on dependent origination, are not the essence of the Buddha's teaching? How could you not see that? So the point is that any scholar, any educated, wise person would see that the teaching on dependent origination is the heart of the Buddha's teachings, because it is what allows ignorance to be eradicated. It's what causes ignorance to be eradicated. And these are the points that are made. So the point of dependent origination is that it harms ignorance. Dixon. So we have two stanzas here, eight sentences.
Tā tī dāndāt ndarī sā tā tā njītān gōpā shēsū cī sū jībā nīn sūng tē, cī sū jībā nīn sūng, nīn tā lā cī jī yu jī, nīn sūng tē. Tī dāndāt ndarī sā tā tūndā, njītān nā jīgā nā cī sū jī sā, njītān nā dāndu sūng tā ngāndu sūng, rūwā rī tū tā lā, jīgā nā cī sū jī, jūn chā sū, gōpā guba chenye yueba, chiga nashi dunga la suwa, chenye yueba, ti tsawa tatuba de, ne maribad re diwa res. Maribad shuwa sina, chudan kaza rajin chi, chuban zimbi tenzin chi, maribad yinba jati es. Ti tsawa marid siya de, chuji danzin ki maribadan, kaza ki danzin ki maribad yin jagu res. Ti tsawa tatuba ne, chūna dēpa mā rūpa tē sāmūt kāngshī ane ngō sōng tōng sōng nā ngō sōng tōng kē tē nyā tū tōng lāng gōng lāng mō lō lāng sōng jī rāng jē tōng lāng gōng lāng mō lō lāng shāng sēng kē tōng lāng gōng lāng mō lō lāng wā tē sō tō ngō sōng tōng kē rō tā ngō sōng tō tōng wā tē tō bē mā rī bā tē dō bā jū yā sōng tē sī chūna dēpa mā rūpa ngō sōng tōng sōng nā ane dēn zē jī mā rī bā dō nukā rī tā bā dhruma yinpa shesungna dhruni ju lup dhundu kuro, tindrapu rei sada ta. Tupi maripa te duban ju yu naas, maripa duban ju yu naa, maripa te pon yu taa soos, chunna tepa dhruma zimbi denzi te, denzi ji maripa pon yu taa soo, jawa shacha muna buda ki, tende songpa rei sada, tende, tenji dhruban juwa, songpa oos, tenji dhruban juwa songpa oos.
So these eight stanzas that present here, Rimshi reread it, whatever degenerations there are in the world, the root of these, all of these is ignorance. You taught that it is dependent origination, the seeing of which will undo this ignorance. So how can an intelligent person not comprehend that this path of dependent origination is the essential point of the teaching. So Lama Tsongkhapa, Junu Jetsun Drapa Shidrup goes on to explain in his commentary what this means. So he says, what is the root of the degeneration in the world? What is this ignorance that is being explained here? So what is this ignorance? And it goes on to say that this ignorance that is presented as the root of all of the degenerations of cyclic existence is the grasping at phenomena and person as being truly established. This is the ignorance that we speak of. So it is the direct valid cognition of dependent origination which serves as an opponent to the ignorance, which serves as an opponent to the ignorance. When one wants to get rid of the grasping at phenomena or person being truly established, one wants to get rid of this mistaken view. Again, the only thing that will get rid of it is the non-mistaken view that recognizes that person and phenomena are not truly established. This is the only thing that will get rid of the grasping at them as being such. So therefore, just like it's necessary to realize that that rope is a rope and not a snake in that dark room, one has to recognize that the person and the phenomena are not truly established, because normally they are looked at as being truly established. So one needs to make that idea non-mistaken by applying its opponent, by applying its antidote. And in the case of the snake, it's the understanding that it's not a snake. In the case of true establishment, it's the understanding of not true establishment. This is how one is able to get rid of ignorance, because it's the only thing that serves as an opponent to that ignorance. And that ignorance is ignorance of that grasps at phenomena and person as being truly established. There's one more point that's made here. Detskuramche, the Chikmangayire. When does that ignorance get abandoned? The ignorance gets abandoned at the hearer's path of seeing, path of meditation, and path of no more learning, at the solitary realizer's path of seeing, meditation, and no more learning, and at the bodhisattva's path of seeing, path of meditation, and no more learning. That's where a direct valid cognition of emptiness or dependent origination happens. So that's when the opponent is being applied to ignorance. That's when ignorance is being abandoned, and how ignorance is being abandoned. Diksun.
Tanya wa de tenji de banjwa son so tan de mariba ne sirwa de mariba ne
nada ngayo
de mariba ne ti zo marid ti de ti zo marid marid shi mariba de kaja gurusna
lesa
de mariba ne nada ngaye nyaba so kaza tans nada ngaye ngaye wa rangon duban ji bi kaza gda jin ta kaza mai bi chu raji ji duban ji bi danje she la ne mariba jagres
lesa
she la ju ji ten dai mariba de nyomo je na ji tawa des chu da kaza de ba duban ji bi danje de ne de sha kundu lo su bi nyomo ba ta ji ge tawa du wa teres denji mariba de la ten ne en de sha du kundu de nga je nyomo ga je ngo res ti tawa de oman ju ba les nyomo ju no ma lu ji su la ta le shuwa lu yu tun ju dan di yu du tu shen ne ne ju ba yi dan gu ba shes to oman ju ba chi gi de ba yu re wo de re duwa nyomo sa na an de sha kun la su ba tu nyomo ma re be nyomo ro wa nyomo bi ju de sho wa sa na ane dendu sun tan gan duwa re du ge che ga na chi du ngen la su ba tu su kan ga nyomo bi ju de es nyomo ba da nyomo bi ju che ga na chi du ngen la su ba ma le ba ji su la ta wa le shon jin ane nyomo ba da nyomo bi ju che ga na chi du ngen la su ba tu su kan ga lo ji da le shon yu wa res ji da jida de ngada jida de jo sen ta ma ja de ro ngada nga yo nya ba ka sa ge dan zin jida yin na ka sa ge dan zin bi cha lo de jida yin na ka sa ge dan zin bi cha s jida de jo sen na ngada nga yo wa rongon ru ba zin ba do de jida re s nga rongon ru ba zin ba nga yo wa rongon ru ba jida sen na pa na nga yi la ba Laba ngai yinba. Ngai laba deba truba zimba tenzi chuji da zini labu. Laba ngai yinba deba truba zimba zimba di kanzaag da zini labu. Ngai wa. Ngai wa rangonu. Ngai kamba. Kamba ngai yinba. Ngai kar. Kar ngai yinba. Wa deba truba zimba zimba zile. Kanzaag da zini yinba. Wa tesmo de yade.
Okay, dead score Rinpoche. Chu mamba mambo lapsa.
Yeah.
Okay. so then, just find where we are again. 3, 4. So it, yeah. So then it says what we've already been through, that the ignorance is abandoned by this the. This teaching on dependent origination is what allows for the abandonment of ignorance to take place, and we've already went over how that takes place. So, it says, what is this ignorance then? It says, ignorance is the grasping at the inherent existence or true establishment of I and mine. Of I and mine and person as well as phenomenon. So grasping at the true establishment of person and grasping at the true establishment of phenomenon. So, and when we look at person, it's I and mine. So we'll go on to explain what that means in a moment. So, so when we look at what this ignorance is, it's grasping at the true self of persons and phenomenon. So this is what then creates, this ignorance then creates all of the afflictions that occur. So the afflictions of attachment, hatred, and ignorance all arise from this grasping at person, I and mine, and phenomena as being truly established. And this here is the root of the afflictions. So then we find a quote from the Madhyamika Avatara, where it says, whatever degenerations there are in perceiving that all faults and all afflictions flow from the idea of the transitory composite, and knowing that its focus is the very self, this self is what the yogi will disprove. So the view of the transitory collection is this belief of I and mine as being truly established. So when we speak of how do we differentiate between grasping at true establishment of phenomena and grasping at true establishment of person, we divide it in this way. So if we say I, then this is the grasp, and I'm grasping at it, then this is grasping at the self of person. If I say my hand, then that grasping is grasping at the self of phenomena. But if I say the hand is me, then that's grasping at the self of person still. So I and mine, if I believe that the hand is me, that's the mine that's being spoken of, not mine in an ownership sense, my car, my hand. These all fall categorically under grasping at the true self of phenomena, my car, my hand, my house. But if I say car is me, hand is me, then this is grasping at the true self of person, grasping at mine. So this is what the mine means here. It's, as the translators know, believing this hand is me too. So this hand is Jeff too. It's not something that Jeff has, it's Jeff. So that grasping is grasping at mine, that is the view of the transitory composite that's being spoken of here. So when we grasping at I and mine as being truly established is how we look at what the view of the transitory collection means. And that is referring to I, Jeff, and mine, Jeff, hand is Jeff. So if I believe hand is Jeff, then this is falls under that view of transitory collection. So that's what is meant by that. Let me make sure I got all of the commentary. So the quote from the Madhyamika Avatara, so all faults and all afflictions, so all negativities, all the sufferings of the six realms of cyclic existence in the lower realms and the higher realms, all of the afflictions come from the grasping at this I and mind, the idea of the transitory composite. So knowing that its focus is the very self, so knowing that the view of the transitory composite's focus is the self being truly established, the yogi gets rid of that notion of self. So it says the self is what the yogi will, this self is what the yogi will disprove. This self that the view of the transitory composite looks at, this self that is truly established, is what the yogi negates because it creates all faults and all afflictions. And going back to the text, ignorance is the root of everything. So when we the root of all these is ignorance. So it goes back to that. You taught that it is dependent origination, the seeing which will undo ignorance. So the nge tsampa nge kanga. I and mine, intelligent, essential point of the path. The Digsung Rinpoche.
What the woman
Namjel Lay Lama.
Nandin Roa, Nandin Litamunya Bitsawa this. Nandin Litamunya Bitsawa. Timu de Nitakunanila Mum Mariba de Nyabitsawa, Chaganachi Dungelas was not even saw it is. Nandil the Sonjas and Nandel Maribe.
Nipa Senna?
Ah, Timu Nyabitsawa, Timu Nyaba, Timu Takunanila Mum Mariba Timurua.
Lesser.
Nyaba Senna and a Dundusun and Gandusun, Chaganachi, Dungella Suba, to see Nyaba Maribe.
Okay.
You movie Nyaba is.
Ah, less. You
movie June is. You movie Nyaba. You movie June.
Less.
What is Jiba Injil? What Timu Nyabitsawa is. Nandel, what Takunanila Mum Mariba de. And then Nyeba, Chaganachi, Dungala Suba, Numobi Nyeba, Numobi Chunji, Sawat, Sawasun, the host, Nyabit Sawat days. That nodded the Sansambi Jun in Logger, Sansamba. Shitama, Dutaba, Sansamba, Umaba, Tutama, Ji, Nane, and then Samananan de Sansambi Jun in Sonware. Sansambi Jun in Sonsan, Timu Nyabit Sawasiate, and then Kaza Raja to be zero to be Zimizeba de Kuizawa in Logre. And your Kuizawa is Chuji Dan, the Shiru don't to run Zimizeba de Kuizawa in Logomare. Sansan be Chuji Dan, the Shiri, and then Kaza Raja to be zero to run Zimizeba de Nyodi, the Log Nyodi.
Okay.
What did Sansan be with Chabadua?
Okay. The lad to do.
Timmy Nyatu Dajun, the Raja Dajun to get. Kujita tatuba malujan, quality of mangelos. Nyatu dajun, the Raja daju to do. Kujita tatuba moyo mares. And eh, Kaza Raja to be zero to Zemizibata, Yomu moyo mares. Kujita tatuba de, Chujidaju moyo mares. Oh, that is all great. Kujita tatuba maluba, quality of mangelos.
Okay. We have find a quote from the Dharmakirti's Pramanavartika Karika, where it says the root of it says delusion or ignorance or mutable ignorance, delusion is the root of faults, the root of our faults. So we have to realize that Dharmakirti was a holder of the mind-only school view. So when we divide the tenet systems into four categories, they are the Great Exposition School, which is Vaibhashika, the Sutra school, which is Sautrantika, the Chittamantran school, which is a mind. Let me try that again. I don't know what I just said. The Great Exposition School, which is Vaibhashika, the Sutra School, which is Sautrantika, the Mind Only School, which is Chittamantra, and the Middle Way School, which is Madhyamaka. So Dharmakirti was not a holder of the Madhyamaka view. He was a holder of the Chittamantran view. So in this case, the Chittamantran School wouldn't say that this root is referring to the grasping at phenomena and self. They would merely say it is grasping at the self of persons, which is the root of the root of all of these degenerations and so forth in the world, because they believe that the grasping at phenomena is being truly established is an obstruction to omniscience, and that the hearers and the solitary realizers understand the selflessness of person, and haven't expanded their view beyond that and are liberated from cyclic existence and their afflictions. So this is the reason that they state that the root of cyclic existence in the mind-only school is the grasping at the persons as being truly established, not the expanded view of phenomena, because that would fall outside the scope of the Chittamantran or mind-only school view.